Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Welcome. Have a seat, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. It is the season. It's my favorite time of the year. It's the season of love and joy. And there's big love news from the world's least eligible bachelor, Pope Francis, seen here cosplaying as his favorite chess piece. Well, this is just today, right? Moment time. Just earlier today, his popiness announced that priests would be allowed to bless same-sex relationships. Wow. Wow. Cow. Bravo, Pope Francis. It's about damn time. Now, who knows? Who knows? You know, that's very exciting. Who knows? Now that the door's been opened, maybe someday we'll finally see a gay priest. Now, this new policy was announced today, and instead of with an encyclical, the Vatican just released Rainbow Smoke. And it was very exciting. It's good to kick off the season that way. And it is December 18th, and it's beginning to look a lot like fascism, thanks to Donald Trump. Over the weekend in New Hampshire, he had some pretty disturbing things to say about immigration.
You know, when they let, I think the real number is 15, 16 million people into our country, when they do that, we got a lot of work to do. They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done.
Poisoning the blood of him. That is absolutely disgusting. Also, not true. The blood of our country is not being poisoned by immigrants. It's being poisoned by dipping pizza in ranch dressing. The statement is horrifying in and of itself, but it gets even worse when you realize the term blood poisoning was used by Hitler in his manifesto, Mein Kampf. Now, as you can imagine, people are upset that he's quoting a genocidal maniac in his stump speeches. But a Mike Pence aide defended Trump, saying, "I think it's highly unlikely that Donald Trump has ever read Mein Kampf." Right. Because it's a book. He probably got the version with pictures, Mein First Kampf. Now, that's also upsetting. It's also a very upsetting image. Very upsetting image. Obviously, Trump's words are indefensible, so Lindsey Graham defended them.
We're talking about language. I could care less what language people use as long as we get it right.
Yeah. What language our leaders use does not and has never mattered. That's why the Constitution starts with, "We the plu please of the untidied yabba dabba water da water da dang dang hummin 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 hummin." And it wasn't just Lindsey Graham. Tennessee Rep. Tim Burchett also said stupid things.
"You well know I'm from East Tennessee, and we don't usually talk like that. And he's from New York, and that's the way folks, he's Trump being Trump."
Yeah. Yeah, we here in New York all talk like authoritarians. I remember, who can forget this classic scene from Midnight Cowboy?
"Hey, I'm goose-stepping here. I'm goose-stepping here. Give me some Liebenstraum."
Now, Trump didn't only paint a dark fascist future. He also looked fondly back on his fascist past.
"You had a certain gentleman behind the desk, that beautiful, resolute desk in the Oval Office. What was his name? His name was Trump, happened to be Trump. But it was all of you, actually. In a certain sense, you were all sitting behind that desk."
So in a certain sense, you're all in a lot of trouble for what you did. Behind that desk, 91 charges. Woo! What were you thinking? Taking those classified documents. And don't get me started on your family life. You never remembered Eric's birthday. So in a certain sense, you're the terrible dad, not me.
Now, it's no surprise that a lot of people don't want Trump. But a lot of people also don't want Biden. According to new polls, few U.S. adults would be satisfied with a Biden-Trump rematch. As one voter put it, this is probably the most uniquely horrible choice I've had in my life. Spoken like a man who's never had to choose a bathroom stall at the Port Authority. That one right there has, that one somehow has 3 feet in it, and in that one I can hear the toilet crying. Oh, speaking of New York cesspools, Rudy Giuliani, a month ago, was it a month? Multiple months ago? Months ago, Giuliani was found liable for defaming two Georgia election workers with lies that were so damning, those workers were forced to go into hiding. Well, last week, a jury had to decide how much Rudy would have to pay those election workers. And keep in mind, they were seeking $43 million. Well, on Friday, the jury ordered Giuliani to pay them $148 million. $105 million more than they asked for. It's a situation known in legal terms as...
Easy. Easy.
Now, no one's sure how much of this judgment Rudy will actually be able to pay because his net worth is unknown. Although a financial statement acquired during discovery listed his personal assets as two empty Franzia boxes and a paper bag labeled backup teeth. Point is, Rudy needs cash and he needs it real quick. He's gonna have to stop making videos on Cameo and start making videos on OnlyFans. Now. No? No? Okay. Once it was all over, Rudy told reporters that this isn't over.
Of course, there's very little I could say right now. I have to analyze this. Obviously, possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal.
I'm sorry, Rudy. I couldn't hear what you were saying over what is going on with your staffer's hair. It really looks like his barber died mid-cut. It's like he's buying a toupee on the installment plan. I don't think AI has finished rendering him yet. Turning to football news, Taylor Swift, yesterday... Wow. Yesterday, her boyfriend's team was in Foxborough, Mass., doing what teams do in Foxborough, and that's smacking the bejesus out of the New England Patriots. But at one point, the refs took mercy on the Pats when what looked like pass interference against Travis Kelce was not called. Now, clearly, Taylor was furious that Travis did not get the call because cameras caught her saying some words you won't hear on CBS. People have some theories about what she was saying, but I don't think Taylor was cursing. I believe it was at that moment she realized that she forgot her favorite mid-game treat, the fudge. The woman loves fudge.
She likes fudge, I guess.
Feels like every week brings us new tidbits of Taylor news. In fact, USA Today recently hired a reporter dedicated full-time to coverage of Taylor Swift. Well, we here at The Late Show will not be out-tay-tayed. So we are hereby dedicating one of our writers to covering only Taylor Swift. Please welcome Late Show Team Taylor, Glenn Eichler. Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
It's me. Hi. I'm the writer. It's me.
Okay, Glenn, so you got this job because you're our diehard Swiftie. What's the latest with Taylor?
Well, Steve, as we all know, 'tis the damn season for Tay's birthday celebration last week in NYC. But it's a good thing Karma is her boyfriend because real beau Travis Kelce was not saying welcome to New York as he did not attend the party. I sure hope there's no bad blood.
Ha ha ha! Glenn, I have a suspicion that you don't know her music at all. You just Googled Taylor Swift song titles right before this segment.
Well, shake it off, Steve. It's like I always say, drops of Jupiter live cover from the Speak Now World Tour album.
I apologize, Glenn. You clearly know your stuff. Glenn Eichler, everybody. Thank you, Glenn. Taylor and Travis aren't alone. There's also romance on Capitol Hill because a Senate staffer was caught having sex and filming it in a hearing room. Well, certainly gives new meaning to the word staffer. The below-the-beltway activity allegedly took place in the same room where nominees to the Supreme Court are grilled by senators. Yes, they were doing it in the room where they picked the Supreme Court, so in a way, we've all been screwed there. But, really? That one? I had my doubts. I had my doubts on that one. I apologize. But in light of this congressional news, they're going to have to update Schoolhouse Rock.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I just got railed on Capitol Hill.
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Kenan Thompson. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Folks, my guest tonight happens to be the longest-serving cast member of Saturday Night Live. He's just written a new book, When I Was Your Age, Life Lessons, Funny Stories, and Questionable Parenting Advice from a Professional Clown. Please welcome to The Late Show, Kenan Thompson. The people, they love the Kenan Thompson. So lovely to have you on, finally.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Thank you.
I've been doing this for like 18 years. I've never sat down with you before. Welcome.
You have been, man. You're a legend. Thank you for having me.
That's
this
nice
is a long time
say.
Coming, man. Yeah. This is a real achievement. I love this. I love it.
I'm so glad.
Meeting you, that is, and also like being here. Like, it is an achievement.
Yeah. And Sullivan Theater is very special.
Yes.
Beatles. Yeah, I'm like that.
This theater is historic. You're historic. You know? You're just
not quite as historic
in terms
as the
of a legend. Exactly.
There.
No way.
Historic.
Not even close.
Exactly. I'm not a landmark.
No,
yet.
But I thoroughly respect you, man. It is an honor.
Well, I thoroughly respect you as well.
It's a pleasure.
I always enjoy what you do.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank
everything you. You do.
Thank you.
I've never seen
my mom is
you.
Here. My mom, too.
Where's
my
your mom?
Mom is here. Where is
she
my
up,
mom?
We have mom?
She's somewhere.
Where's mom?
There she is.
Your mom's in the back.
It's a family thing, man. Look how happy.
Wow.
Look how happy. That's how
wow,
happy.
Wow, we got to get your mom a better seat.
Yeah.
That's way back there. Did you hide her so she wouldn't see her? Because I sometimes, if family's here, I'm like, don't put them where I can see them.
No, I think she was slightly late coming to the audience. Is that what it was? My cousin Jana is with her. I love you, Jana, too. My cousin Tadao is out back here. It's a family.
It's family.
We
That's
love
wonderful.
You, man. You're awesome.
Well, it's lovely to have you on.
Yeah, thank you.
21 years now.
21 years, yeah.
21 years on SNL.
Yeah,
how do
crazy.
You possibly do 21 years? I worked there for 1 month, and my bones started to hollow out like a bird's. How do you look fantastic for a man who's been keeping that schedule for
thank
21
you, thank
years?
Thank you
how
very much.
How do you do it?
The black don't crack.
Write that
we know
down.
That. Write that down.
Black.
The black don't crack.
Black
yep.
don't crack. Well, when do you yep. sleep is, I guess, the question, because...
I mean, I've learned to adjust to the schedule, you know? It is like a nightly schedule, so I am tired all the time. You think about people that work nights, they usually look like tired people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I sleep during the daytime after I drop the babies in, you know, to school and stuff like that and take, you know, awkward naps throughout the day kind of thing.
But, did you say awkward naps?
Yeah, awkward.
Like
you know,
in odd places?
Yeah, you know when you only have like an hour and a half, it's hard to like really just check out, you know what I mean?
And so, wherever you are, you just lie down.
Yeah, I shut down. Like, I'm actually going to do it now.
I want to talk about some of the people that you started off with. Here's the cast that you joined with.
Yeah.
2003, 2004.
Incredible.
Rachel Dratch, Jimmy Fallon, Tina Fey, Will Forte, Daryl Hammond, Seth Meyers. Chris Parnell, Amy Poehler, Jeff Richards, Maya Rudolph, Horatio Sands, Fred Armisen, Vanessa Mitchell, Kenan Thompson.
All hitters.
Okay, now here's the thing. Yeah. You're not going to hurt anyone's feelings. Who is best? They're professionals. No. They understand somebody has to be best. Who did you like to
honestly,
work with?
I give credit a lot to my sister, Maya Rudolph. I think she's the most incredible person.
There it is. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
She's awesome.
Nylon, you used to share an office
Come on,
with
man. RoboCop references. Did y'all even catch that? I'll buy that for a dollar. I know he said it under his breath, but sure. Like, that's what I'm talking about, man. Shout out to DeVito.
That's how you get the big money. Make tiny references that no one gets.
Come on. I love it.
That's the Colbert promise.
You know what I'm saying? I love it.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Kenan Thompson, everybody.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We're back with the star of Good Burger 2
That's
over
right.
on Paramount Plus.
Woo.
And the author of When I Was Your Age, the man, the legend, is Kenan Thompson.
Wow, thank you, man. Shout out to Kale Mitchell.
I learned that you shared an office with Colin Jost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for 8 years.
Eight years?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, what eventually split you guys up?
He became head writer and got his own office, finally.
Oh.
So,
oh.
You know, squeezed on out and left
okay.
me behind, but...
Very important question here. Mm-hmm. See, I don't know if you don't want to answer it, I totally understand. Who to you is whiter? Colin Jost or me?
I'm only going to say you because you've been whiter longer, maybe.
And that's like, a nice thing.
Both
that's
good.
That's the nice thing about being white.
You know?
Is that it's a great investment. You only get whiter. It never loses
yeah,
its...
Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't yeah. go out of style. And you two are, you know, two of the good whites. The very good whites. And
would you write
I
that down for me? Just
You're
say,
two of the
he's
very
one
good...
of the good ones.
Yes. I love right you both there. For it. You know,
thank you very much. What's
Colin.
Do you know Colin's middle name?
Is it like Jacob or something?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. You know what my middle name is?
No.
It's Tyrone.
That is sure is.
Middle name is Tyrone.
You know what? I was looking that up in preparation for coming to talk to you. I was doing a little research on you. And yes, your middle name is Tyrone.
Wait a second. You did research on me?
That is gangster.
Before
yes.
doing the show? I've done so many talk shows. I never did any research on...
Me either. But... This one, because it, you know, it's been like, I've done, I guess, all the other ones, and I've never had the pleasure. And I've always been such a big fan. So I was doing research. I learned that your middle name is Tyrone. I learned a lot about the show. I learned when Mr. Cato finds something funny. You know, he always throws that laugh out. Ha, ha. I like that. But I watched... Your comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with
Jerry
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And there was a moment that bothered me because he was like,
right
his show is much less stressful than your show. And to me, it diminished your dedication, sir, because I know this job is hard, but, you know, if you don't mind, I think Mr. Seinfeld, you know, owes you an apology. Can I talk directly to him? What's up, Jerry? Do you know who this man is? This is Stephen Tyrone Colbert.
Hey.
This man has 17 brothers. You know what that's like? He went to Northwestern University. That's like the Syracuse of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? He worked his way up through the business. He made Jon Stewart's pants every night. Still makes his own clothes.
Yeah, that's
Colbert
true.
Report. I got your back, Stephen. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Colbert Report. And now, the shoes of David Letterman, and has been doing it steadily for years. The man lost his entire stomach and buttocks. And he's still here. I think you owe him an apology. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much. Good to see you. I have to say, there is no greater compliment you can give a comedian than the word steadily.
Steadily.
He has been doing this show steadily. Legally, they have to pay him.
Yes. But no, you're great, man.
Thank you.
Great.
You're very kind. Well, you're great, too. And now you're an author. Look how highfalutin you are here. You got the new book.
Thank you.
When I was your age, I want to start off with the author photo right here. Can we get a close-up shot of that by any chance? What do we got here? There you are. What's going on here?
That is me playing Mr. White Cat in Hansel and Gretel. It was a character that I don't even know if it's in the original story, but it was part of one of my first theater performances.
And how old are you here?
I'm nine-ish. Something like that.
This was part of your SNL audition?
Yeah, I definitely showed them that photo so they knew who they were messing with.
And so you're 9 years old and you're out there as Mr. White Cat. What did that feel like? Did you get the bitten by the bug immediately?
Yes and no, because I was confused because I'd never heard of the character before. Like, I feel like I remembered Hansel and Gretel when it was all about the breadcrumbs and the rich, but, like, what was this cat? So I was just like, all right, I'll just do it. And they gave me an award for it. Like, I just remember performing to darkness.
Wait, they gave you an award?
I won. I won, like,
won
best,
what?
Best supporting actor kind of thing. Like, it was like...
Who was your competition? Other kids in the school for, like, different plays or something?
Yeah, I think there was, like, a Raggedy Ann or something that didn't do well. I don't...
Raggedy Ann out.
You know?
No one knows.
I remember the feeling of, like, hearing reaction coming from, like, the shadows. And I was like, oh, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is a good feeling.
Yep.
That's a good feeling. You ever get this? You ever not feel well and then go do the show and you feel fine just because you're in front of an audience?
There's something about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we feed off of you, you know? We thank you so very much. Yeah.
We're emotional lampreys.
Yeah.
Suck their life force.
Absolutely. It's a responsibility.
You've had so many beloved characters. What's up with that? Black Jeopardy.
Thank you.
Family Feud.
Yeah.
We got a few of them here. There
Black
you go.
Black Jeopardy's great.
There's What's Up With That.
Oh, amazing. That.
Black Jeopardy.
Black Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Come Family on, Steve Feud, Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Come on now. So good. That's a good look.
When did you fall in love with sketch itself, though?
I think the Nickelodeon years, for sure. Like, shout them out. During the all that tenure, like, I was already a fan of, like, In Living Color and SNL and stuff like that, of course. Mm-hmm. But to actually be able to do it and build characters and stuff like that, that was, like, my first taste of it. And, yeah, we loved it.
Hold that right there. Uh-huh. We'll be right back with more Kenan Thompson, everybody. Don't go away.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Hey, everybody. The author of When I Was Your Age and the star of Good Burger 2 on Paramount Plus, Kenan Thompson, is here. Now, you actually got to meet the great Bob Newhart. And
Absolutely.
That had a great influence on you. I'm curious why I never got to meet Bob.
So Bob Newhart, for those who don't know, was a brilliant television performer. I mean, I don't
still
know.
Still with us.
Yeah.
He's still with us.
Is. Did he do movies?
What?
Did he do movies?
Couple. Yeah, a couple too.
Okay. When I met him, he was the king of television because he was on two different shows on the same network, out of the same soundstage, same dressing room for 14 years. And the street is now called Bob Newhart Drive. And I noticed that and I was like, that is a fantastic way to be lazy, but also like be hyper-professional at the same time.
Lazy because you will only work in one building?
You got a steady thing. And I heard he used to, like, ride his bike to work, you know what I mean? So he's really chilling. And he used to just, like, go do his thing. But he was dedicated for, like, a long period of time as opposed to thinking, like, what's next all the time or kind of rushing the process. And that stuck with me, you know, which is, like, why I don't know if and when I'll ever leave SNL kind of thing because it's just a cool
21 years,
experience.
They should rename that part of Fifth Avenue Kenan Thompson Avenue.
How cool would that be?
You got my back in.
Manifest. Let me write that down, actually. Okay. We're going to write that down. Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Kenan, it was lovely to meet you.
Oh,
thank
man,
you so much for being here.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
The book is When I Was Your Age. It's on sale now. The man is Kenan Thompson. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.